This word, probably, and this is where I want to end this morning. Go back to Genesis chapter 8, because this is the first time the word shows up. And this is something we can relate to even better than Job, because I've never had boils or storms kill my children. But I have felt like Noah at times. Look at Genesis chapter 8. Because this first time this word occurs in the Bible, it's captured by Noah's trusting hope. He was locked up in an ark. He had no way out except when God finally decided to open the door. And listen to what he says in Genesis 8:12. This is the record. So he yakald. The same Hebrew word. Same Hebrew word from Lamentations, the book of Job, first time, Genesis 8:12. He trusted and hoped in God. Yet another 7 days and sent out the dove, which did not return again to him anymore. Now, wait a minute. Before you go, I want you to get this big picture. Think about trusting hope in Noah's life. If you follow the manner of God's dealings with Noah, the full strength of his faith can be seen. In verse 1 of chapter 7, God invited Noah into the ark. So that's good. He obeyed. In verse 16, God closed the door of chapter 7, verse 16. God closed the door of the ark himself. And it doesn't seem there is any way to get out of the closed ark other than jumping ship. There was only one door in and one door out, and God closed it. It doesn't seem to have a handle, and it's just supernatural. God sealed them in there. And they were closed in unless they jumped from the 40-foot high top of the boat out of there. It was 45 feet high. So they were closed in, and God invited them into the situation, and God closed them into the situation, and they had one thing to do inside that ark. Trust God's timing. And then Noah waited with no messages from God for 314 days, which is 45 weeks of silence. That's from verse 11 of chapter 7. That's the 600th year of Noah's life, the second month and the 17th day, when the Lord told him to get in there and he shut the door. And if you zip all the way over to chapter 8 and verse 13, that says that in the first year, the first month, the first day, that's 314 days later, verse 15 says God spoke. So he was in there, sealed in, nowhere to go, trapped and waiting and trusting for 45 weeks of silence. Well, it wasn't really silent. There were all those smelly animals and probably the complaints of the kids. If you've ever been in a car, you know, on a trip, you know what it's like. But he was there. But then look at verse 15. It says, then God spoke and he says, you can go out of the ark, chapter 8, verse 15. And God opened the door and he let him go. And the only way to survive inside the ark was by trusting God. God planned the ark. God invited them in the ark. God shut the door of the ark and God was with them inside the ark. But listen, God sent the storm that they had to go through. And they had to choose whether they were going to abandon ship and take things in their own hand and get all anxious and worried, or they were just going to trust God. The hope that gives us patience and endurance of Romans 15:4 is a hope that trusts God when we can't see where we're going, when we don't know what's next, when we don't know why he put us in that situation, why he's allowing such a horrific storm to be beating against the arcs of our lives. But we don't take matters in our own hands. We trust him. Fast forward to your own life. If you're saved, God designed your boat. That's the way you travel through life, your body. He invites you into his plan, and you say, I'll obey. When you respond, he shuts you in until the ride is over. And he'll send severe storms, but he stays with us through the storm, inside the ark with us. He lives within us. He'll calm the storm. And when it's his perfect time, he opens the door and lets us out into a new world we could never have gotten to if we didn't stay with him through this process. We can either stay with the plan or jump ship. And the only way to last inside the boat of life is to live in trusting hope. What an example Noah can be to us who are going through storms and trials and adversities and disasters and upheavals and struggles in our lives. But the key is back to Jeremiah in Lamentations. He said this, this I recall to mind. Therefore I can wait. Therefore I can trust. God's arms are open wide. He says, I want you to trust me. I'm in charge of the boat. I want you to wait for me. I'll recharge you. I'll strengthen you. Plug in and let me give you hope. No matter what's happening, I mean, all the fish are going, the water's going, the world's going, your life is spinning. God says, trust me. Wait for me. I'm in charge of the storms. I'll open the door and I'll see you through. Hope in me. Well, trusting hope, waiting hope, next time, clinging hope. When you don't have anything else to do, just hold on for dear life.
Thank you.